What's up, family? How are you? My allergies are a little better now that the pollen is calming down a bit. Yes, but I am still sleepy. I am Gigi Nero, the hostess of this thing we call What the Fuck Life. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Your presence is definitely appreciated. Thank you for listening. In case you haven't listened to my audio biography, yes, you heard that right, my audio biography. It's called Just Listen, an audio biography of Gigi Nero. It's about my childhood and how I believe hip-hop saved my life. Because it did. Some of the stuff I discussed there, I have discussed here. But it's more detailed on my audio biography. So click the link in today's episode description and just listen. Okay? I like to shout out Marv Risbrook of Marvelous Creations. What's up, girl? Hit up Marv on Facebook at Marvelous Creations. That's MARVALOUS Creations. She crochets hats, blankets, shirts, a lot of beautiful items. Oh, we had a great conversation last week. We always have great conversations. But don't forget to hit her up on Facebook. All right, today we are going to talk about holding hands. Oh, lovers walking in the park, embracing each other, smooching. Oh, so beautiful. Yeah, nah, cut that out. This is not that type of party. I'm talking about how people are quick to tell you, you're grown, I'm not holding your hand. Okay, look, I get it. I get that I'm grown. You're not going to baby me. I get it. I'm not asking you to baby me. I'm asking you for guidance because I need help. All I need is for you to teach me how to do the right things. And I got it from there. I can't stand that sink or swim lesson. Remember, I mentioned this a little in the episode titled 18. You know, but here's the thing I hate about sink or swim. You have all of that knowledge just floating around in your head, just needing to be shared. And here I am asking for help or mainly advice or a step-by-step guide so that I can better understand how to do things. And you won't share knowledge. What's up with that? Yeah, and when I do shit on my own and I fuck up, you want to laugh at it, sister. Ha ha, bitch, that shit wasn't funny. Or you get angry. Now here you go with the, you should have done this or that, but not what you did. Yeah, I really hate that. You know, to me, you're setting a person up for failure. You know, maybe it's just me. I don't know, but after all, I am clingy. But yes, I want you to walk me through stuff. Yes, I totally need that guidance. I mean, what are you going to do if I drown? I mean, you know, what are you going to do if I start to drown? Just let me drown. I mean, probably. I mean, I'm sure you learned shit the hard way and you felt like shit too, didn't you? So why let someone else go through what you went through and feel the same way you felt so that they can feel how you felt? Nah, that's not me. That's not how I roll. If I see that you need help or if you ask me for help, I will hold your hand every step of the way. I am going to teach you how to ride that bike. I'm putting training wheels on it and everything. Once you start riding a bike with confidence, I'm taking the training wheels off and we'll practice some more. Once you build up that confidence and got it on your own, I'll let you go. I'll be standing nearby to make sure you're okay. And if you're not okay, well, then I have the first aid kit and my phone in case we have to call 911. I'm always there because I'm clingy like that, I guess. You know, you may ask, is it holding hands like asking for handouts? Not by a long shot. You know, asking for handouts is like a moocher. Like, that person will never attempt to do shit for themselves. They will continue to beg for shit. They will continue to live off of you. They will continue to do nothing with their lives. Holding hands is you're actually putting in the work to accomplish something, and you need help accomplishing that goal. An example of a person holding your hand could be like maybe a coach, like a life coach or a business coach, a teacher, a mentor, you know, people like that. You know, there's an old saying, give a man a fish and you feed him for a day. Teach a man to fish and you feed him for a lifetime. Let's look at that saying for a minute. I didn't understand this saying until I got older. Like, oh, now I understand. Damn. You know, it's easy to give someone a fish. But if you teach them how to fish, they can fish for themselves until they can't fish anymore. Or you can look at it this way too. You can give a person knowledge or information, but they probably won't understand it until you teach them how to put that knowledge or information to work. I was never the type to say, give me, as in a moocher. I was always the type to want to learn, but take your time in teaching me. I've had adults call me stupid to my face. Yes, yes, a lot, a lot. Well, a lot of those people were impatient with me, and they didn't explain it in the way that I would understand. What are you, stupid? How stupid are you? Damn, you're stupid. Yeah, harsh. I mean, I don't know the words you're using. This is all new to me. How am I supposed to know? I mean, most times I would pick up on things like right away, but other times not so quickly. And now that I think about it, most of the people who were calling me stupid were actually stupid. That was my problem, too. You know, asking dumbass people to explain things to me. Yeah, I was stupid in that way. Yeah, once I asked someone else to teach it to me, I had to ask, what the hell was so-and-so talking about? And they called me stupid. Wow, wow. But that saying may not be talking about a moocher, but indirectly, it could be, but definitely the last part is talking about holding someone's hand until they at least learn the basics, because people can be some fucked up individuals. They don't want to teach you because they're afraid of you being better than them, or they don't want you to succeed because they just don't like you. I've had that happen to me. The woman told me exactly this. You are a grown-ass woman. I am not holding your hand. I am not your mama. And she was such a bitch about it. I was in my early to mid-30s at the time. Oh, yeah, my feelings were hurt. My feelings were always getting hurt. But that's neither here nor there. So I found someone who took the time to show me how to do that specific task. And when I became good at that task, the woman walked up to me like, how did you get so good at doing that so fast? Because someone took the time to show me and I practiced it until I fully got it. No thanks to you, bitch. Got on my last strand of nerves. You have no idea how much I wanted to take an iron skillet and just ping, knock the hell out of her. You know what? Bernie Mac was right. This is how Cain killed Abel. I swear, I'm so glad I don't have co-workers and managers anymore. God, thank you so much. Because people are so full of shit. Sorry I'm cursing so much. But you know me. See, I'm slow at learning things sometimes. You know, my adoptive mom is the type of person who can just watch you once and do the task. At least that's how she makes it seem. I'm the type of person who has to watch you and I have to do it, you know, several times before I get it. A lot of times I feel like I'm an airhead because of this. Back in grade school and even part of college, I thought I was dumb. especially in grade school. I got fussed at and beatings for having bad grades. The teacher said, you're not living up to your potential. Why are you not living up to your potential? Blah, blah, blah. Wah, 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 wah. First of all, lady, I don't even know the definition of potential. And why is your answer to everything got to be yelling and beating? Nah, hell no. I didn't say that to her. I was too much of a punk to talk back to her. And because that was an every school year problem, I just thought I was dumb. But it wasn't until years later when I realized I dealt with a lot of issues as a kid. I was more focused on those issues than anything else. You know, I told you that in earlier episodes of the show. So one day, I had an epiphany. Like, wait a minute. I'm not dumb or stupid. It's just that no one taught me shit about a lot of things. How am I supposed to know to ask about them? Because to me, they don't exist. I wasn't exposed to those things. People failed me. And as you know, I had to learn life the hard way. And it took me so long. Ah, damn. A snail crossed the highway faster than it took me to learn about life. So, I'm bugging. But life is a lifelong lesson, you know? There's always something to learn in life and about life. You know, this was my doctor's mom lesson on sex. Don't have sex. That was it. That's all she had to say about sex. I mean, she eventually added on, like, I ain't taking care of no babies. Of course, that came up in another conversation. But little did she know that pregnancy was never on my to-do list. And I really wasn't into guys as much as she thought I was. You know, I told her twice about my sexuality and both times she laughed. Ha ha, mom. Joke's on you. Your chances of me giving you grandchildren are slim to none. And at my age, motherhood is definitely out of the equation. You know what I'm saying? God, I wish she had held my hand during my childhood and at the beginning of my adulthood. But that ship has sailed and sunk. So, I would guess there is nothing wrong with holding people's hand while you teach them how to do stuff. There's absolutely nothing wrong with it. You know, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. You know, send me a voice message on Spotify about this subject and every subject I speak on. You know, people have a problem with holding hands. We suffer enough in life and you're going to add on to that suffering? The world already treats us like shit and in return, we're going to treat others like shit? Nah, kindness is the answer. Take time to teach people something. Hold their hand. Teach them how to turn on a computer and operate it. Teach them how to play the guitar. Teach them to love. There's not enough love in this world. I mean, love is an emotion, but we can surely teach others how to utilize that emotion for the good of everyone. And by the way, physically holding hands is not a bad thing. But just don't make it weird, okay? All right, fam, I have to get out of here. I love you. I appreciate you. Peace in the Middle East.